You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Friday morning to you. Welcome. Morning comes and you know that you want to stay. Close the blinds and pretend that the time. Hope your Friday's going all right so far. It's kind of early. But it is Friday nonetheless. Yeah. So, you know, Friday, got to start thinking about the weekend, if you already haven't started thinking about it. Warmer weather across the nation. That's right. That means for all you Midwest-type people headed for the lake, to open that place up again, getting the boat ready. Exactly. Work, and if your boss is away, put those feet up, man. Just get on the internet and hang out. That's right, especially your boss. If your boss is a jackass, ain't nothing getting done anyway. It's Friday, come on, it's America. It's how we do it. That's why we're the most productive country on the planet. We're working the other 4 days, but Friday, kind of marking time. That's right. For those of you who don't know what marking time is, it's marching in place. Looks like you're doing something, but you're really not. Welcome to our house. That's right. Yeah, look, it doesn't work like that, all right? At some point, you gotta get fired up for Libo, okay? That's the other thing that makes our tribe unique. Like, we get fired up for Libo, okay? And the right things don't always happen either. And I'd like to tell you that they do, but they don't. Anyway, good Friday morning to you. I have a task for you out there, okay? Now, for those of you who've heard this little piece of audio that we've been playing for the last week, 10 days maybe.
Arriving at Quezon was a real experience because the plane came in.
Frank McCauley in the documentary entitled Bravo, Common Men on Common Valor, which you all know is the story of Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 26 Marines at Quezon during the siege, what's known as the Siege of Quezon. What do I want to say? Okay, the reason Ken Rogers contacted me and said, hey, can you help us with this, is because if they can get to 100 reviews on Amazon Prime by close of business, I think tomorrow, according to the email, then it's offered for free as part of the Amazon Prime package. Yeah. So you no longer have to pay a fee, which means that distribution can increase, more people can see it, more people can experience it. More people affected by post-traumatic stress can watch it and learn from it. And that's a good thing. Okay. So, here's the call to action, right? Everybody out there, we need 15 more. Okay? There's a ton of post-combat related mental health messages in this documentary. It's the single best documentary I've ever seen done about the war, about a war. Okay? And I don't say that because I like Ken Rogers. I say that because it's mesmerizing to watch it on a whole series of different levels. So here's what you need to do. If you haven't done this, okay, put an X in the palm of your hand, put a rubber band around your wrist, however you remind yourself, okay? You gotta watch it on Amazon Prime, and you gotta watch the whole thing. Because that's the way it works. You got to watch the whole thing and you got to review it. Okay, now, if you look on All Marine Radio, you're gonna see this kind of call to action, and you're gonna see if you look there in about 5 minutes, you'll see the link that Ken Rogers has. Okay, so. You can go ahead and share that link with your friends, with anybody else, blah, 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 blah. Okay? So, and we just need 15 more. That's it. And then it's offered for free. So, helping out a brother, and we're also preaching a little bit of the word of post-combat related mental health. So, you will find what I wrote. You'll find what Ken wrote. And you'll find that on, it's entitled Call to Action. Bravo. All right. Uncommon Men, Common Valor. So. Do that and then share the link. Anybody that you know or that you know that can help. Go ahead and shoot them and just shoot them the link to this blog post and which has the link in there. And then you can be a helper too. Yeah. How about that? You can be a helper too. So that's the first task this morning before we get to anything else that I'm gonna rant about. And trust me, I've got a few things that I'm not pleased with. So, but this is at the top of the list. Right? One of the cool things about having lieutenants and captains in your family, along with them being good dishwashers because they went to work in restaurants when they were young, that is a cool thing too. When you go to wash dishes and your kids can get after it, although the lieutenant, he tends to be more partial to, yeah, that's a soaker, okay? And we don't have soakers in our family. We have steel wool and we have your arm. So get after that shit there, devil dog. So, but one of the cool things about having, those kind of individuals in your family is it's up there now. So go to the blog, right? Copy the link to the blog and then fire it out to anybody that you know that has Amazon Prime and say, hey, yo, I need you to review this thing. Okay. They're great people. It's a great documentary. right? I'm not, I would never, first of all, I don't abuse the power of All Marine Radio. If it wasn't very good, I wouldn't ask you. But I will tell you this, I learn every time I watch it. And what they did was, and what Ken did, and Betty did, it was actually Betty's idea, right? Go figure, right? Yeah, whatever. I'm not saying, I didn't say we're the smartest. We're the hardest worker and toughest. I'm not sure that we're always the smartest. That's why it takes people like Betty to say, hey, why don't we do this? But anywho, send this to your friends, people you know that have Amazon. Tell them, look, just do me a favor and do this, okay? And then they can put it on in the background as they work today and then write the review. Then go home and watch it, and you'll understand better. Or if you've actually been in these situations, guess what? Go home and watch it, and you'll be a little bit different after you watch it. First, you'll learn a ton. Second, you'll learn a ton about post-combat related mental health, which is never a bad thing. And then after they come back and say, wow, it's unbelievable that after all those years that those guys were still so impacted by that event, right? So after they say that, you say, yeah, isn't that crazy? Let me tell you about a book that just came out that talks about a path to a better place. These guys had to figure it out on their own. There's a book called Struggle Well that goes with this. It doesn't go with it, but it ought to. It ought to come as a package deal on Amazon. Hey, you get the documentary, you get the book. It's a package deal. But it's how to get to a better place. Through your trauma, how to get to a better place. So that's what we got going today. 15 reviews. So everybody out there, you can find again if you simply go to the All Marine Radio website, you click on the blog, you'll see call to action, Bravo Uncommon Men, Common Valor. And so take the link, send it to your friends, and say, do this now. You probably don't talk to your friends like that. So then just copy the link and say, hey, go to the link, watch it on Amazon Prime, review it, and report back to me, okay? Because let me tell you, in the Marine Corps, you can give orders, right? But unless you supervise those things being done, guess what happens? Not a damn thing. Okay? It's called the sixth step in troop leading. And the other five don't mean anything unless you do the sixth, which is supervise. You can make the greatest plan in the world. You can issue a beautiful order, right? Both written and verbally. And it's going to fall apart if you're not standing there to say, hey, you, what are you doing? No. It's there, not there. Oh, thanks, sir. You bet. Not a problem. Okay. So you send this email to them, right? And then you say, report back to me because I'm going to check because I've been watching that review number. And if that review number doesn't move like most skosh after you've reported to me, then I'm going to have your ass, okay? Yeah, that's kind of sort of how that works. Okay, so before I talk about any news, I have to tell you, so in the interview about Struggling Well, Goldberg says, well, you're in the book, right? And I said, like, so I was curious to see what he wrote about me. And he wrote that I called him a wuss. Sounds like you're kind of a wuss. And I think he says he either calls me crusty or what's the other word? I can't remember the word he uses. But here's the deal with that. So on All Marine Radio, the thing that's cool about it is it's simply a reflection of our culture in the Marine Corps. And if it's bullshit, and my brain is screaming that this is bullshit, and I don't say, hey, this is bullshit, and I don't care if it's the Commandant or Lance Corporal Ken Rogers talking about his documentary. If I don't say it, then the people listening, they're thinking the same thing because we all came from the same tribe. We know bullshit when we hear it. So when I'm hearing bullshit, and if I don't say, hey, man, that's bullshit, then what do people think? It's like, yeah, it ain't All Marine. It might be titled All Marine Radio, but it ain't All Marine Radio because he just straight up. Now, if I don't say that, that means they've been kicked off the island. They're like, they've been banished from the tribal area. Okay? So if you're gonna be, and so Josh comes on the program, he's never served in the military. Okay? But credible people have taken him in. So that's something positive for him. So I'm listening, and then I call him a pussy. What he writes in the book is, but what he doesn't understand is, I have to do that or he doesn't get in the tribe. He has to go, he hasn't gone through the rite of passage. So just like earlier in the book when he says he was going through this stuff in his own life. Right? And so he winds up crossing paths with a guy named Dusty who works at Boulder Crest, former soldier, United States Army, United States Army Ranger. And so he said that Josh tells him, he tells Dusty, I want to help. And Dusty says, yeah, okay, that's great. But you got to do one thing first. And he says, what? And he says, you need to unfuck yourself. So that's Dusty telling him, look, it's great that you've articulated that you want to be part of the tribe and all that, but that's not the way this tribe works, man. This tribe is a put up or shut up tribe. And you can say anything you want, but until you go through the initiation, and you haven't, so there's going to be more scrutiny on you, to be honest with you. So, anyway, I was kind of curious about that. But, look, man, you got to go through what you got to go through, and if you don't go through it, then you ain't getting in. We'll let you visit, right? But you can't be part of it. So anyway, just a little glimpse into my life. I did read about, I don't know about 20% of the book last night. It's worth your time. It's worth your time. It's the first book that I've seen that kind of lays out, this is how we recommend that you do it. Right? I mean, I've seen all kinds of different, approaches to the way you treat, post-combat mental health issues, the broad genre of them, and honestly, this is a little bit of a throwback book, right? It's about living better. It's not just about these steps. It's about living a better life, and this is a piece of it. So I will quote it here as we continue, but not today. But I wanted to read it. I was curious what they had to say. And I think you will enjoy it if you choose to read it. It's the price went up. It's now $9.99 on Amazon for all you procrastinators. But it's a quality $10 to spend. Okay. It's a quality $10. You won't regret it. I promise you. All right. Yeah, there's some news. China's in the news again. Exactly. Will they ever stop? Oh my God, the Chinese. Good God. So we will we'll talk about that. But as is our custom on a Friday, Whitney Houston begins the program. So good morning to you on a Friday. Dedicated to all the people that give a rip and they go out of their way to do good stuff for people that suffer from trauma in their own way. Ken and Betty Rogers sharing their experience helps in their own way. Ken Falk, Josh Goldberg help. So to them and to everybody like them who helps in their community, who helps somebody else, this dedicated to them. We have
my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Winning. That's right. Even Vince Lombardi got it. And he's Italian. Exactly. If the Italians can get it, everybody should be able to. Winning, it's a good thing. Check the weather here on a Friday morning. We'll take a break and then I'll check some news headlines. Yeah, the Chinese are pointing lasers at people. And guess what? They put some pretty advanced missiles, something they said they would never do, in the South China Sea. China's so bullshit. Anyway, cloudy in 73 in Quantico, but in the 90s in Northern Virginia, early in May. That's not a good sign. Sunny in 74 at Camp Lejeune, Granbury, Texas, clouds in 65. In Montana, sunny in 58. Whoa. Then 58? They'll get in the 70s today. What's going on? 29 Palms, sun in 65. That's as warm as they've been in a while. Sun in 52 at Camp Pendleton. Clouds, darkness in Okinawa. Clear and 88 degrees right now. In Marja, in Afghanistan. Sunny at 58 at the home of All Marine Radio. Looking for a high of 82 degrees today. That's right. Read it and weep. 82 tomorrow, 74 on Sunday. Don't need it to go much warmer than that. That is a look at your weather in Marine Life. We're going to check some news headlines coming up next. Don't touch your dial on your device. All Marine Radio on Friday continues right after this.
Arriving at Quezon was a real experience because the plane came in hard and fast, did an immediate U-turn, never stopping, spun a U-turn at the end of the runway, and body bags were being thrown in as you tried to go out the back tailgate. And there were people waving in trenches at the very end, telling you to get over there, get over there, get over there. And you're carrying your duffel bag, and you don't really know what's going on. Why? What's the hurry? Well, then rockets started coming in.
When the ammo dump exploded, man, we thought it was atomic.
Our bunker was right kind of in front of the ammo dump. We was on the garbage pit side. And that first round went in. It was spooky. I didn't know what the hell was happening.
There's an explosion right in the doorway of the hooch. Slammed me against the bulkhead, the walls there. And then I knew shit was hitting the fan here. Scared the crap out of me, of course. I was all discombobulated.
mayhem. I've had wounded laying in the trench. Our own artillery rounds that were stored in the ammo dump were cooking off and shooting straight up in the air and coming down on us.
We got rounds coming from the enemy. We got rounds coming from the ammo dump.
And then the CS gas that was blown out of the dump was burning, settling into the trenches because it goes to the low ground and into the bunkers.
I just thought, oh, my God, you know, you're not going to survive this, you know. Little did I know, you know, it was going to go on for 77 days.
Bravo, Uncommon Men, Common Men, Uncommon Valor is the story of Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 26 Marines. It's a documentary film about the 77-day siege of Khe Sanh. It's not a pro-war film or an anti-war film. It's a story produced by a grunt lance corporal who was there for the entire siege. It's history over the lip of a trench, as told by 14 Marines and one Navy corpsman. It's award-winning from the Marine Corps Historical Foundation. It's available on Amazon Prime right now. We need you to watch it, review it, and task your friends with doing the same. We need 15 more reviews in order for it to be free on Amazon Prime. All right, so that means more people can watch it. I say again, watch it, review it, and share it. There you have it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Matt.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Yeah, a little rare earth for you. Never mind a girl could make me feel the way that you do. You're all right. Whenever I'm asked what makes my dreams real, I tell them you do. You're out of sight. Well, twiddly deep, twiddly dumb. Look out, baby, cause here I come. 7:36 on a Friday. You know, when in the audio that's kind of the little advertisement for the documentary Bravo, when the guy talks about the ammo dump blowing up, first of all, it's like, are you kidding me? So they hit the ammo dump. The cherry on top is the tear gas that explodes. And, oh, by the way, it seeks low ground. So you're in a trench. All hell is just broken loose. Not only is all hell broken loose, but your ammunition dump is blowing up next to you. And the tear gas just went off, and I haven't seen my gas mask in like 6 months. No idea where that thing is. So anyway, it reminded me of the story of it. So in Iraq, General Kelly was headed out to, after we had a, there was a big fight in April when the province exploded, in Fallujah, Ramadi, and a place called Husayba, Husayba's out on the Syrian border. So, they had a big fight out there. And there was a captain by the name of Gannon that was killed out there. Al-Qaeda guys kind of balled up all over the province and wanted to fight. So we fought. So anyway, in the aftermath of that, General Kelly, now the chief of staff of the White House, he, and again, I'd worked for Kelly before, and so I knew him, we were friends. And he says, "Hey Mac, you want to go out to Husayba with me?" And I said, "I don't know if I can go. I mean, if Colonel Dunford lets me go, I mean, yeah." So he says, "I'll talk to him." So Kelly talks to Dunford, and he says, "You can go." So I go. So So what you do from Ramadi, you head up the Euphrates River. And honestly, I mean, you're in the land of the Bible, right? This is the way Abraham walked to go to Israel, the land that is currently Israel. So, you know, it's historical, and you're looking at the caves and stuff like that as you drive, you know, there's a road that runs adjacent to the Euphrates River, and you're like, I wonder if Abraham, like, slept in these caves. So, it's an incredibly historical place. So we get out there, and it reminds me of another story. So anyway, we're headed out there, but we're going to make a stop. I can't remember if it was on the way in or on the way back. I think it was on the way out there. We stop at an ammo dump. Okay, an old Iraqi army ammo dump. And the reason we stop is because there's reports that the bad guys are going to the ammo dump, which we supposedly, quote-unquote, destroyed, and they're getting artillery shells out of that, moving them down to the river, because the ammo dump's adjacent to the river, moving them down the river in boats. That's how they're transporting them. And then that's how they supply the ordnance that is being used for IEDs. So Kelly wants to go, let's go check it out. All right, let's go. So we get to this place, and it's essentially just dirt. It's not like there's ammunition bunkers like we would know them. And so there's ordnance everywhere, and it's scattered everywhere. So I'm asking him, well, how did they destroy it? And he goes, well, they're engineers, Mac. They got it, and they put it in a big pile, and then they put a bunch of explosives in the pile, and then they blow it up. I said, well, sir, I'm not an engineer or an EOD guy. But, like, it doesn't look like it all blows up. And he just turns around and looks at me. He gives me, like, the no-shit look, right? So we get out and we're walking around, and there's literally, there's all kinds of ordnance scattered everywhere. So it's like, yeah, we destroyed the ammo dump. We destroyed what percentage of the ammo dump? 30%? And what did we do with the rest of it? We scattered it all over the place. So then we see this skip loader with about one Iraqi driving it and maybe six or seven riding either on the tractor or in the front of the skip loader. Okay? And it pulls up to us. One of them has like his hand bandage. And it's all, and there's blood. It's not like a bandage that you would see coming out of your basic emergency room in the United States. It's either like a shirt or something. It's soaked full of blood, right? So we stop, you know, and to see if anybody speaks English. Hey, what are you guys doing here? And they're like, our job is to keep the road clear and keep people out of here. Like, what happened to him? Oh, he was moving something and it partially exploded. And, you know, he pulls his bandage off and he had like two fingers and a half missing. And I go, oh man. We had a corpsman with us. Corpsman took a look at the dude. And so General Kelly starts talking to these guys. Hey, so is there much activity here? And they're like, oh, no, there's nothing to see here. And he says, what about at night? People come, and they're like, well, at night, we're not here, so we do not know. Very many boats on the river? Yes, there are boats. Many people fish. Some people move up and down the river like that. It's easier than the roads that are, because they are dangerous. All right. If you see any bad guys around here, will you tell us? Oh, yes, yes. Inshallah, we are with the Americans. We want peace. Okay, all right. So we drove around just to see how much, and it was just, the ordnance was everywhere. Yeah. So we get back in the Humvee, and he looks at me and goes, those guys are lying through their teeth. They're lying through their teeth. And I mean, they were just making money. They were there, and they were finding ordnance that didn't look like it had been touched, and they were probably, you know, packaging it and selling it to the Al-Qaeda guys. Yeah. So, anyway. All right, let's talk about the Chinese. Okay, so, big story out of Djibouti. Chinese have a base there, right? American aircraft, evidently, two Air Force airmen were injured, probably looking through some kind of night optics when their aircraft was blazed by a Chinese military-grade laser. And so when you laze things with military-grade lasers, that's like shooting at them. So this little, like the Chinese need to be put back in a box. They've also put missiles on their. They've also put missiles on their little atolls, fortified atolls in the South China Sea. This is not going to turn out well, but I guess we'll get to that after we cut a deal with North Korea. Then we'll begin with the Chinese. Okay, so I just want to. So the Chinese are bad. Okay. The Chinese are bad. I saw something. I know what we did. Yesterday when we played the Q&A, the C-SPAN Q&A that Brian Lamb did with retired Air Force Colonel Lee Ellis, who is a POW at the Hanoi Hilton. He was interviewing about his book, Leading with Honor, Leadership Lessons. And if you didn't check out, I can't imagine you would do this, but because if you did, it's kind of bush. But if you didn't check it out, the podcast has a picture of the cover of the book, and it says "Leading with Honor," and it's a bloody bare foot, which would have been his foot as a prisoner of war, and then on his other foot he's got a black leather shoe with gray pants. So how that transition gets made. Very, very cool cover. All right. So, anyway. I thought I would share that with you. There's a story going on. I don't want to spend too much time because I'm going to spend time on it later. But from the Commandant, no more gender integration changes at boot camp or on the horizon. There are advocates who have made it their business to convert the Marine Corps to the Army model and I think the Air Force model, how they do recruit training. The Marine Corps does not agree with that. And so there's women's advocacy groups that won't rest until that happens. The Marine Corps rejects that. And I will tell you, interestingly enough, there isn't one woman I've had on this program when I've asked them, should boot camp be completely integrated, women in male platoons, they say no. There is merit. Not one. So it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting that, and I think some people have made it their personal agenda. It's their little cottage industry that keeps them employed. It's not about what's valid and what's true. It's about their agenda, right? Boot camp, Marine Corps boot camp now. And so the women that I've had on this program almost, I would say, universally want recruit training to adopt the OCS model, which is female platoons with male drill instructors and male platoons with female drill instructors in the mix, not like entirely female, although I guess if they're all qualified, who would care? Who should care? But anyway, so with a mix so that all platoons see both male and female drill instructors, right, as authority figures and all that, see them as leaders, and I think that's important, and that's well and good. But they've all advocated for that model. Yeah, that's what we think works, and that's what we think ought to be done. None of them have said, no, I think it having, you know, as a recruit going into a predominantly male platoon is the way we think. And so, again, that's an interesting little development. So the Commandant said, yeah, we've gone as far as we're going. So, interesting. So stand by for the backlash, right? And so, and there's people that are advocating for it, and I think there's, and I don't want to call them out by name, but I think it's kind of a personal vendetta, in my opinion, after doing a little bit of research on the people involved in it. But the truth is, there's smart people who look at this stuff and don't believe it's in the best interest for female Marines at the start to be integrated with male Marines. And that the OCS model is the best model for the Marine Corps. So, and again, and the women that have come on, I've only had one woman who say that they believe that's the right way. And that is Kate Germano. So every other woman says no. I wouldn't want that, and I wouldn't advocate for it. Also, the Commandant said 12-man rifle squads. So, wow. So that means they contracted. The Marine Corps Rifle Squad has lost a member but will gain a suite of capabilities in a service-wide initiative to bring powerful tools from information to precision fires to the lowest echelons of combat. Commandant Robert Neller told a crowd of hundreds of at the Marine Corps Association and Foundation annual awards dinner on Thursday that the new configuration would consist of three Marine teams and a command element of three, a squad leader, an assistant squad leader, and a squad systems operator. The systems operator would be the most tech-capable Marine in the formation. Rather than create a new MOS, the systems operator will come from the infantry ranks. And all squad members will carry the M27 infantry automatic rifle. Each squad will have a designated marksman which is set to receive the M38 version of the M27. How about that? Everything that a Marine wears is going to be changed. So, yeah, there you have it. Three-man fire teams, which I think ultimately gives way to 2 5-man fire teams, depending on the situation. Yeah, my youngest was involved in the testing. He said, and I said it the other day, but he said, yeah, Dad, one of the cool things was, you know, we learned that depending on what you were going to be doing, there was merit in every one of the configurations, which, yeah, it kind of an aha moment, like, oh, yeah, that would make sense. So one size doesn't fit all. No, we learned that, you know, depending on what you were doing, if you wanted to move fast, it was good to be smaller, right? If you're doing stuff where you knew you were going to, you know, sustain casualties, it was good to have bigger teams because you could deal with it better. So anyway, so interesting stuff today in Marine Corps Times if you're an infantryman. There's one more story that I wanted to get to. Yeah, the boot camp thing is interesting. There's more politics in most of this than substance. Couple other, just an aside stories. Secretary of the Navy and other U.S. DOD officials are sounding alarms about a Chinese smartphone maker that has access to selling their phones on U.S. bases and in the United States. Yeah. Saying that the Chinese can access those phones and they shouldn't be sold in the United States. Interesting stuff. Again, China's at war with the United States. The United States doesn't know it, doesn't act like it, but make no mistake. And then there's going to be a statue of the, there's a really incredible story about a horse during the Korean War. And there's a statue that was dedicated, I want to say, a year ago. The horse's name was Reckless. And if you've never heard the story, you should search for it. There's going to be at the Kentucky Horse Park, right? They're going to dedicate a statue in the honor of Reckless. All right. Reckless was a small mare, had a racing background, was purchased by the Marine Corps to carry ammunition. She carried more than 9,000 pounds of ammunition on her back, made 51 trips to gun sites. She was twice wounded but carried on. She helped evacuate both dead and wounded Marines. The statue in Lexington, Kentucky will be unveiled by 4 Korean War veterans who served with the horse. All Marines. The dedication comes more than 2 years after the Marine Corps and private citizen began raising money for the statue. Again, a similar statue was erected at Camp Pendleton. So it's a very cool story. So Kentucky Derby honors that kind of stuff. So cool stuff. The early bird this morning, this is the story of the lasers in Djibouti. 2 U.S. airmen suffered minor injuries as a result of the use of what the Pentagon believes are Chinese-deployed lasers in Djibouti, the Defense Department announced on Thursday. Dana White told reporters that the U.S. has formally lodged a diplomatic complaint known as a démarche, D-M-A-R-C-H-E, with the Chinese government requesting an investigation into the incident. This activity poses a threat to our airmen, White said. It's a serious matter, so we're taking it very seriously. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed to reporters after the briefing that the injuries were the result of one incident in which 2 pilots of a C-130 aircraft were hit by a military-grade laser. the pilots are not expected to suffer any long-term effects. Yeah, that's shooting at somebody, essentially. So, again, the Chinese are idiots. Now, I will say this, in a good news story, one that caught my attention immediately, who have I badmouthed more lately than the freeloading Germans? Answer to that? Nobody. Okay? I badmouth nobody more than the Germans. All right? This story out of Bonn. German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen plans a fundamental reorganization of the Bundeswehr, a report in the, I can't even pronounce it, newspaper said. A policy paper calls for national security to be prioritized. The paper cited a draft copy of a policy paper, Concepts for the Bundeswehr, which recommends a fundamental reorganization of the German military to ensure it makes its contribution to national security provision. For more than a decade, the Bundeswehr has focused mainly on overseas deployments, including peacekeeping duties on several conflict zones. But in the future, national and international alliance defense should be put on an equal footing, the report says. The plan will entail the spending of billions of euros, according to the paper, which will be used to rebuild military structures, some of which have been completely lost. The paper highlighted, they listened to Allmarine Radio. Who knew the Germans listened to Allmarine Radio? This is awesome. The paper highlighted several security developments in Europe over the past 5 years, including separatist conflicts in eastern Ukraine, which have been enabled by Germany not having a military. Russia's annexation of the Crimea, which was enabled by Germany being a soft, freeloading nation. Those are my editorial comments. Not exactly in the article that I'm looking at. Russia's annexation of the Crimea had also showed that more than 70 years of European peace could be endangered, the report says. Germany's Grand Coalition has been arguing over plans to increase the federal defense budget. Chancellor Angela Merkel, known as A. Merkel, on this program, because I can never remember her name. Conservatives have called for defense spending to rise to 1.5% of gross domestic product by 2021, well above the 1.27% proposed for this year. However, much less than what they pledged and what they signed up to do in NATO, which is 2%. Anyway, so at least the Germans are making steps. The article goes on. As a legacy of World War II, Germany has restrictive guidelines for its military activity, leading some to question whether spending 2% of GDP would make sense, given the limitations of what kind of missions the Bundeswehr can participate in. Yeah, that shit needs to go. Okay? That shit needs to go. We got it. You guys screwed up. You guys know it. We know it. The world knows it. Okay? You're a free democracy now. We need you on the team, not in the back of the bus playing video games when we're about to get it on. Okay? So, memo to the Germans. Okay? Figure it out. Change your constitution. The Japanese are coming back into the world. Okay? We need you. Okay? The Germans, when there's a vacuum, somebody will move into it, okay? We've seen that in Syria. We saw that in Iraq. You have allowed a vacuum to exist in NATO. And Vladimir Putin has taken advantage of it. Restore your military, get your shit together, and get on the team. All right, we're going to take a break. More of the chef going to join me next. We're going to talk about chicken cordon bleu, which is kind of a surprise, okay? Because does anything suck more than chicken cordon bleu? Chicken cordon bleu is a favorite of the banquet, right? It's of the banquet circuit, right? So what's for dinner? A chicken cordon bleu or you can have a scorched steak. Awesome. Let's go. All right, so we're going to talk about chicken cordon bleu coming up next when the All Marine Radio head chef joins me. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.